Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. Joining me right now, listeners, is Krista Skatovich. And I pronounced that correctly.
You did. Well done.
I was going to do the whole never mind, folks. You don't want to know. Anyway, thanks, Krista, for being here. Krista is with the Help Center of Northumberland, and we're here to talk about today the Empty Bowls Dinner and Auction. Now, I understand tickets are gone.
Oh, tickets are close to gone, but
close
not quite.
Close to. Okay, so there's still a few out there, listeners. At $50 each, this is a gift. You can help make us help make our help possible. And by that, I mean the Help Center for Northumberland. You can attend Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. That's when the doors open. And, folks, tickets are available at All Creatures Great and Small, Holton Flowers. Thanks. Big shout out to Blake over there at Holton. And the Help Center, Legal Center at Suite 301 in the Fleming Building. So everyone knows where the Fleming Building. You just have to say the Fleming Building.
That's right. Exactly. Great location.
Welcome. So you now, are you running this whole show?
Hey, I'm one of the many volunteers and staff that put this event together. So I'm with the board of directors for the Help Center Northumberland. So we operate two agencies, the Help Center and the Legal Center, both housed in the Fleming Building just across the street here. So this is our biggest annual fundraiser. So we're looking for a lot of community support to come out to be able to support our programs and services. You know, we're a nonprofit. We serve thousands of residents in Northumberland, mm-hmm. and just like this station, we're local, supporting local, and hope lots of Northumberland people will come out to support this event.
Now, this is a big event, and I've spoken to some people who've been to it in the past. How many years have you folks been doing this right now?
About 7 or 8 years now. A few years at Rosewood. They've been really amazing hosts, provide wonderful food and service. They have a great chef that makes all of our homemade soups for us. And the Northumberland Potters, we can't go without recognizing them because they donate 150 handmade bowls for everyone to take home. So every guest that comes gets to select their own bowl made by the Northumberland Potters.
Wow.
They're a huge supporter of this event, too.
Well, big shout out to the Potters and Deb Weyrich Cody, who I know she's been on the show a couple times, actually.
Excellent.
She's one of the regular, whenever they have their show at the CCC. She's been on, so they do some fantastic and fun work. Anyway, it's an opportunity, folks. You can select a handcrafted bowl, as you just heard, which is donated by Northumberland Potters. Take that home with you. Enjoy a complimentary glass of wine. Appetizers, homemade soups and desserts provided by Rosewood Estates, as you just said, plus live entertainment and a silent auction. And for those of you that don't know, I'm going to be hosting the event, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that'll be our nice new addition this year.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how it goes. I'm a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of guy. It's probably the kind of event I'm looking for.
Yeah, you're going to be great. A big step up from me me doing the auctioneering or the MC duties, so looking forward to you coming.
Well, let's talk about the Help Center and the Legal Center first, if we can, because some people, they think, oh, isn't that just the same place? Well, yeah, it's in the same place. But it's two fundamentally different services, right?
It is. So we're one agency that operates two organizations there. So most people are probably familiar with the name The Help Center. And The Help Center is one of those groups, very small, very dedicated staff, and rely on a lot of volunteers that support us too. But we offer such a range of services for low-income residents in Northumberland. And, you know, more and more, the demand keeps increasing, and we keep meeting the demand, but it gets tricky as a nonprofit, mm-hmm. In a small community. So these fundraising events help us out a lot. But we do everything over there. And the biggest thing is making people know that our services are there and doing some promo. So thanks, Dave. You're helping us out with that.
Well, no, it's my – I've actually had to use the Help Center a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I mean – there probably isn't anyone in the community who hasn't. And if you haven't, it's probably because you didn't know they were there to give you help.
Well, that's the thing. You know, people don't know about us until they need us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can even, you know, everybody tell one or two people about it, you know, you'd be amazed at the amount of help we could provide, even more help. You know, we provide thousands of services to Northumberland residents every year. Everything from income tax help. That's probably our biggest program. Last year, we did over 1,900 income tax filings for people, for low-income residents in the area, and that's all done by volunteers. It's
mm-hmm.
huge. We help people with housing, with a lot of utilities issues. A lot of people who walk through the doors that, you know, have lost their jobs or are now in some sort of precarious employment situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're finding themselves without the means to provide housing and utilities and groceries, and that's what we do. We help them out.
No, it's scary. I'm gonna we have another fellow in the studio too. He's sort of with Krista, but he was
how are you?
He didn't want to actually really go on air. I'm thinking, but
oh no, I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's go through it real quickly. I've just pulled up the website, folks. So as I like to do, the Help Center of Northumberland carries out its mission to further and promote social justice, equity, and the right to self-determination through services provided through two sister agencies, as we just said a moment ago, the Help Center and the Northumberland Community Legal Center. The Help Center provides programs in income security, as you said, housing security. Northumberland Community Legal Center provides clients with legal advice and representation in common areas of law related to income. So a lot of this really, this really is a social justice format then, right? So this is for people, for instance, if you're wondering why you're not getting subsidized housing, we know the provincial government is rolling out all kinds of programs across the province right now where they may not be able to get you into a subsidized house, but they may be able to offset your income or at least provide some additional income to you to offset, if you will, subsidize your rent. I know they're doing that in Toronto. There was an announcement recently, I believe, they're looking at it here in Northumberland. I don't know if is that a reality already here in Northumberland?
We have tons of people in housing crisis and having housing problems, mm-hmm. Whether it's just the availability of affordable housing, which is very limited in Northumberland, but hopefully we'll see some improvements in that coming soon with some increased attention and funding put towards that. But, you know, people are... you know, and housing problems every day, all kinds of things from being evicted, landlord and tenant issues, which is something our legal center deals with on a regular basis, mm-hmm. and helping tenants navigate through that, to just finding what is available, what's affordable based on your budget. And, you know, is there any extra source of income that we can help people find to be able to find housing long term? Because we are about empowering people, doing it with dignity and respect, and trying to find long term solutions to some serious problems and issues that cause poverty, the root causes of poverty. Mm-hmm. So lots of income support services here across the street and housing support services.
How supportive has the county been, though? I mean, you guys must be, I mean, I know you don't want to badmouth the county. That would be my job, listeners. But I mean, realistically, I mean, we look around, specifically West Northumberland, the cheapest area to live in this part, right, I think would be Crammy. I think that's probably the lowest cost housing in the area, and that's really to the east of us. But as you start to move towards Toronto, obviously it becomes more and more unaffordable, mm-hmm. you know.
But even out here, because, you know, based on current, you know, social assistance rates, even getting the maximum amounts through that, it doesn't provide enough for people to have.
No, the cost of housing is mm-hmm. huge here.
Yeah, it is comparable to other places, you know, and the rates go up every year. The average cost of a rental unit in Cobourg and Port Hope, I think, gets published every year, and it goes up and up. And, you know, social assistance rates certainly don't go up at that same rate.
Then you look at the elderly too. The mm-hmm. the cost of housing for the elderly is amazing.
Well, that was a concern raised a couple of years ago when they were talking about jumping up the property taxes and, you know, the fact that they're pricing folks right out of their homes. Even if they own their own home. I own my own home. My mortgage is paid off. I have no other cost except my property taxes. And every year it goes up. And at this point, I can't afford to even live in my own home. I mean, this is
and
a
that's
tragedy.
A huge problem.
It is.
The price of housing taxes is mm-hmm. is. Yeah, like you say, pricing people right out of the house.
And that's the thing. You know what? We're seeing a lot more seniors come through our doors, both in the legal center side and the help center side, for a lot of issues related to both income and housing, though, because you're right. You know, the housing part is so huge for just the pure cost of it. But helping out seniors with other income issues, too, you know, making sure they're getting everything that they are entitled
taxes
to.
Taxes paid, like getting yeah. their taxes mm-hmm. done.
Yeah. Yep. Making sure they can get all the benefits that they are entitled to. And we have a lot of dedicated staff and volunteers over there that walk you through it. Sometimes we have people walk through the door, don't know that they might actually have a legal problem. You know, they come to get help with income tax or filling out a form. But that's the nice part about the partnership there with the Help Center and the Legal Center, that we have a variety of staff there that can help you tease through what is the issue. Is there anything you're entitled to? Maybe you actually do have a legal problem you didn't know about. Then we can help
really,
you with that.
Yeah.
Fortunate enough to have the staff and the volunteers that are there. They're very knowledgeable and compassionate.
Well, and they're up to date on all of the recent legislation.
Absolutely.
Too, which is a bonus, you know.
Well, that's the thing. In addition to, you know, helping individual clients, especially, you know, our legal center staff do a lot of public education and outreach and advocacy and and law reform initiatives, you know, partnering with other legal clinics across the province. And we have exceptional leadership here, both the Help Center and the Legal Center side, to be setting some examples across the province for what you can do with a small community. You know, the number of people we serve with a very small staff and a lot of volunteer support. And I think a lot of people probably don't realize we're actually a fairly significant economic driver in the community. Just last year, just off of our income tax returns that we did for folks, we put $4.7 million back into Northumberland County. I mean, that's money that stays here. That's money that goes to housing and groceries and transportation and all that kind of thing. And that's just from income tax returns. On the Legal Center side, we helped people navigate through court systems and entitlements, and over $2 million in lump sum payments last year, and about $700,000 awarded to clients that was an ongoing yearly entitlements that they're getting. So that's so a huge amount of money.
Well, you just heard it, listeners. $5 million, essentially. That was driven right back into our local economy, right back into our local community.
Yeah.
You know, you raised the point about social assistance, and I always say this to people, and I'm going to repeat it until I can't talk anymore, but, you know, back in the mid-1980s, I was injured in a work-related thing, didn't get the WCB coverage or whatever. I probably, if I'd gone to you guys, I might have been able to get something. Ended up on disability in the province of Ontario, was getting $685 a month on disability. My son, who is now living in Toronto, has been unemployed for more than 2 years now because jobs are slim and
scarce.
Far in between.
Yeah.
He's making $20. He's receiving $20 less a month on social assistance than I was 30 years ago on disability. So, I mean, to say that the system is lopsided, it would be a gross understatement. The reality is politicians have been afraid to provide the funding necessary to cover social assistance. I mean, the minute they start talking about raising it, the opposition starts singing the same old song, well, they're just going to spend the money on beer and cigarettes. Well, you know, maybe 30 years ago, but here we are where you're giving the same amount of money to somebody on social assistance 30 years later. And let's face it, the cost of food from 1986 to now has gone up probably 300%.
Mm-hmm. It's like a loaf of bread in the last year, actually. You can see the price difference.
Exactly.
Right there. Yeah.
So is that something that you're advocating with or on behalf of people for at the provincial level as well with other groups?
Absolutely. So a lot of our staff and some of our volunteers too get involved in provincial affordable housing groups, a lot of the law reform. So you mentioned injured workers. You know, there's been threats to that recently with some political moves. And I think, you know, until you're in the situation, you don't realize it. But our staff are the local advocates and, you know, trying to get the education out there about these issues, making sure people are informed and then making sure people get their entitlements, you know, if they face problems. So hopefully people like you, Dave, you know, if they're in the same situation, they'll know about the Legal Center, know someone who can direct them there because, you know, we provide free confidential legal services there. It's probably not as well known as we'd like it to be in Northumberland.
No, it fills a huge void, yeah.
It does. You know, we try to fill those gaps for those who fall through the system gaps.
You know, we
fill those holes, try to find the long-term stuff, get people hooked to what they're entitled to, what they deserve to. And we got to get this picture out of our head, like you said, about what someone on social assistance looks like. There is no one picture, and it's changing. You know, there's tons of families, especially locally, with some manufacturing jobs going that are for the first time in their lives, they're finding themselves faced with eviction notices, utilities disconnection notices, you know, having to go to a food bank for the first time in your life. And there is no picture of somebody who needs those things. It's for a lot of people at various times in their life. And, you know, we're there to help navigate through whatever systems people
need. It
could
be any one of us.
It could be at any time, at any time.
Absolutely. And you know, when we come back, I want to talk to you a bit, if we can, about the invisible population in this county, because these are the people who really rely on your services. And for the most part, aren't even aware that there are services available. You know, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take our first break of the hour. Please stick around. You're listening to The Drive Time right here on Northumberland 89.7. My guests in the studio from the Help Center of Northumberland and the Legal Help Center. Stick around. By the way, folks, hey, before we go to break, we are live. So give us a call at 905-372-2321 or 905-372-2391. If there's a question you have for any of our guests this afternoon, be more than happy to let you take the air. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Drive Time, everybody. I'm Dave Glover, my guest in the studio from the Northumberland Help Center. Krista is here. Krista Skudovich. and
Bruce Walker.
And Bruce Walker are here this afternoon. And by the way, if you haven't already got your tickets, there still are some tickets available for Empty Bowls Dinner and Auction. They're $50 a piece. It's this Thursday. So if you're not doing anything on Thursday night and maybe you don't want to cook dinner, let them cook dinner for you at the Rosewood Estates at 255 Densmore Road in Coburg. That's Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. That's when the doors open. The fun begins. There's going to be a silent auction. There's going to be a live auction afterwards. Also, guest speakers. Do we know who the guest speaker is?
You.
Apparently, I'm the guest speaker. There you go.
Come put a face to the name. Come see him.
See him live. Yes. He's not as old as he sounds, exactly. Anyway, we've been talking about some of the services. You know, I was reminded while we were talking about, you know, you hear a lot of people getting forced to do, you know, work that they otherwise wouldn't do, but they can't afford not to do it. You know, people being obliged to do work that might be dangerous, but they can't say no.
Yeah, they're afraid to
lose
afraid, a paycheck.
You know, I mean, people still have the right to say, no, I can't do that. It'll kill me in this province, right?
They do, but you know how many people exercise that right, or how many people know they have that right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and lots of people are vulnerable for lots of reasons. You know, poor workplace safety measures, a lot of young workers getting injured because they don't know their rights or entitlements,
mm-hmm.
and lots of people, you know, who don't know how to navigate the system if they do get injured or hurt on the job.
Is that something that the Help Center does do? Do they still do career days at high school? I don't know. But if they do, is this something that the Help Center would be willing to do? I don't know if you already do this. Maybe you show up at the high schools and say, okay, look, you know, some of you are starting to work now, and just thought we'd maybe have a session and let you know what your rights are as a worker in Ontario, what people can ask of you, what they can't ask of you. Is that something that you do at the high school level?
So our workers, I can't speak exactly at the high school level, but our workers do a lot of community outreach and public legal education, and that's one of the areas. Actually, we'll be ramping up some work to do a lot of education work around precarious employment, including migrant workers, which in Northumberland, you know, we have a fair number of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're working in Canada, and they're entitled to the same, you know, health and safety expectations as everybody else working here. And that's one area we know in Northumberland that we'd like to do some outreach and education with folks and try to make sure that, you know, they're aware of what
their
services
rights,
are available
workers.
To them. And actually, we're expanding some services on the Help Center side. We started our Partners in Learning program last year, matching tutors with learners, recognizing that education and literacy is, you know, often at the root of some employment issues
mm-hmm.
and income security issues. And we're going to expand to do some English as a second language classes too. You know, as we get more migrants in the area.
Well, we're getting some Syrian refugees that have moved to the area as well. Have you had any contact with any of those folks?
So yeah, actually, both staff on both sides, the Help Center and Legal Center, have been involved in offering resources and what we can offer to help some of the refugee families.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's thousands more that live here on a regular basis that go without that we serve all over the county. So if anything today, for those of you who know we're in the Fleming Building, we're also all over the county. We have hub sites everywhere. and we travel. We, you know, use office space with partners. We arrange appointments with people if they can't come to the office. We're quite flexible, but, you know, we make our best effort to serve everybody across the county. Well, even though we're located in Coburg, you know, we go all the way to the boundaries, all over the place. Bewdley, Campbellford, Warkworth, Grafton, Colburn, everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're actively pursuing volunteers as well, right? Can you maybe talk a little bit about what it means to be a volunteer and what are you looking for in terms of volunteers?
So volunteers are gratefully accepted at the Help Center. One way is being on the board of directors, which Bruce and I are both right now. You could help out with income tax. That's probably our biggest known volunteer program.
Mm-hmm.
That is completely volunteer run. All volunteers doing, you know, close to 2,000 income tax returns a year.
Literally line up out the door.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, most popular service, probably most visible. And that's step one, actually, to sometimes getting a lot of other entitlements and finding out what else you can do after you file income
tax. So you've gone in there. You're
a
person who's gone in there. You haven't done your taxes in 8 years. You go into the Help Center. They help you out. You don't owe any money. Looks like you might, in fact, have some money coming to you. Do you help with wills?
We do. So on our Legal Center side, any low-income residents, can get the access of some lawyers there, some lawyers, volunteer lawyers doing some pro bono work for us and
mm-hmm.
making sure that low-income residents have what they need set up in the event that, you know, there is a death in their family or whatnot. Because that, as anybody who's gone through that with a family knows how expensive that can be
mm-hmm.
When there's a death of a family member. So to make sure things are they're arranged properly, yeah, we do have a Wills program. We also have you could be a tutor with our Partners in Learning program if you're interested in working one-on-one with someone and their literacy skills. General office help in the office doing some administrative things. And yeah, and volunteering on, like I said, the board or a lot of the other groups that they're involved with in town. So both our staff are involved with a number of the local community groups, the anti-poverty groups in the area.
And as you said, you have offices. Let's go through it. I mean, folks, you can always contact them. I'm going to give you the number now if you have a pen handy, folks. 905-373-4464. That is the number. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-850-7882. Just a reminder, though, they are in Brighton every other Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., so it's an hour. They're there. In Camelford every other Friday, 10:30 to 11:45. That's at the Camelford Free Methodist Church at 73 Rainey Street North in Camelford. In Brighton, they're at 1 Young Street. Again, it's every other Friday. In Colborne, they're there the fourth Tuesday of the month from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Colborne United Church at 1 Church Street East in Colborne. And Bewdley, they're there the second Thursday of the month from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., 7060 Lake Street. That's at the Bewdley Arena in Bewdley, Ontario. Now, it is recommended that you contact the Legal Center at the 800 number before coming out to let them know that you're going to be coming and also what legal problem you might be having. If you can put it in words, maybe you can't, maybe you don't know what your legal rights are. That number again is 800-850-7882. And if you live or work in Northumberland County, as we just said a moment ago, you can become a member of the Help Center. As a member, you'll get copies of the annual newsletter. You'll be informed of the date and place of the annual general meeting, which usually occurs in September. And as a member, you may also run for election of the board at the AGM. Now, directors perform vital services by supplying the community with a voice for the Help Center in Northumberland, and it helps set goals and priorities for client services, which is something that both Krista and
Bruce
do. So again, it is the Help Center of Northumberland. The big dinner is this Thursday. It is the big dinner too. That's what we're going. I'm just going to call it the big dinner.
Maybe Perfect.
We'll get an applause there. So we've just talked about some of the services that that you do. How did you get interested in it, Krista? How did you get on to the Help Center?
You know what? I was told by a few people when I first moved. I moved to the area about 10 years ago, and about a year in. Heard from family and friends actually about what this agency was, what they did. It's a real fit for a passion of mine, and immediately got involved on the board and have stayed there. Now I've been there almost 8 years. And a lot of the Help Center volunteers actually are long-serving volunteers. They're really invested in helping out the low-income residents of Northumberland, and the Legal Center and Help Center have proven that they're here to stay. They are the local group who really pays attention to local issues, does the advocacy when needed, helps people when they walk in the door. No appointments necessary for anybody listening. Pass that on if you know anybody who could make use of our services. You walk in the doors or you pick up the phone and call. There's no appointments. We try to help everybody as we can. Occasionally a little lineup, especially during income tax season. But we try to help people, on the spot, recognizing it takes a lot, sometimes to even transport yourself to get into an office. So we're happy to do that on the spot. It was a fit. It was obvious, I guess, from the start that they are the social justice crew in the area. And these are issues important to everybody that affect everybody. And it's about making everybody, empowered and have a little bit of dignity and respect, a lot of dignity and respect walking through those doors. It's not demeaning. It's a very welcoming environment, wouldn't you say, Bruce?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what about you, Bruce? How long have you been with them, and what got you started with the Help Center?
About 2 years. Well, after I retired about 2 years ago, and I was looking to do some volunteer work, and I talked to an acquaintance when I was volunteering at one of the campaigns, and I volunteer at the radio station here, too, and... Mm-hmm. And talk to them. I liked what I heard. It seemed to be a good fit with what I was looking to do. And that was about 2 years ago. I went to the meetings, and now I'm on the board.
Yeah, it is all through word of mouth, though. We seem to hear
Absolutely.
About it.
And, I heard through an old board member.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It seems like a really well-kept secret.
It kind of is, unfortunately, right? Because, we want more people to know about us, even though the demand is high and we have a small staff. We want more people to come through the doors because it's often us that finds, some... some key thing, legal problem or, you know, a social assistance problem or something like that, that we can help people with that, that provides a bit longer term solution. You know, we partner with a lot of agencies around the area that deal with sort of the crisis issues, but we really try to find the long term, you know, supports for people and make sure they get their entitlements and that they find and that there is affordable housing available in the area and, you know, make sure we're at the forefront of recognizing and speaking up for those issues for sure.
Well, we're going to take our next break. And when we come back, we're going to touch on a couple of more points with regards to the Help Center. And I just want to remind the listeners out there, this is another one of the great United Way partners here in our community. And just a reminder of that, because we just had the huge fundraiser this year for the United Way, which really, really successful for them. And, you know, this is another member organization, listeners. You're listening to The Drive Time right here on Northumberland 89.7. This is Canada's only holistic political chat. Stick around. Welcome back to The Drive Time. My guest in the studio is Krista Skudovich and Bruce, whose last name I completely forget.
Walker.
Bruce Walker. You know what? I'm really good with names, folks, but I got to say them over and over again in my head. Otherwise, I completely forget them. George, apparently Bill Clinton was like, he could remember you. Jean Chrétien, same thing. If you met, if you met Jean Chrétien once and he got your name, he'd remember it forever.
Never.
Yeah, he never remembered my name, though. Anyway, we're talking about empty bowls, dinners, the auction, but really what we've been talking about is social justice and the advocacy work of the Help Center and the Legal Center. But we did mention before the break that one of the sponsors of this event is the United Way of Northumberland. There are a number of other sponsors, and we'll mention those as well, including the Rosewood Estates and Northumberland Potters. Well, let's just mention them here. We got Joseph's
Estate Winery. Yeah, they come. They're the clutch people.
Joseph's Estate Winery.
The most popular guy at the event.
Yeah, I guess. More wine.
Yes. So everybody who comes, you'll get a ticket for a free glass of wine. You can purchase additional ones for $5 cash. And Joe will be there with all kinds of selection for you to pick from. But yeah, thank you, Dave, for mentioning our sponsors. And
Now, I know Rosewood has that lovely bus that they use to take people around. Are they going to be providing after-dinner rides home for people who may have...
just to the parking lot, Dave. Not personal rides home, but yes, to the St. Mary's High School parking lot. So shuttle service there for parking. But, you know, our services couldn't be even made possible without our two core funders that, and you mentioned it before going on break there, the United Way of Northumberland is our core funder for the Help Center side. We truly wouldn't be able to keep our doors open without their support. So please, you know, continue to support their events year-round and their campaign. And Legal Aid Ontario provides the funding, main source of funding for our legal center. We do lots of other fundraising and grants application to keep programs going, like many other nonprofits, you know, piecemeal money together to make sure that we can continue to meet the demand, and we do. I don't know if anyone's been in our office lately, but we've crammed more students and staff in there.
Well, last time I was in there, it was pretty packed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and that was last summer. So
yeah, you know, small agency, but we are growing to meet the demand, and you know, expanding our services, and you know, adapting and going with the flow as the issues change. You know, we change and adapt too. But look, we really look forward to Thursday. Glad Dave's coming to make it a little bit more exciting for us.
It's gonna be fun. I know I'm going to have a good time. But like, these are some of the questions that you can have answered. So I don't know that I'm going to get your answers right now, listeners, but this is just some of the common questions. You know, what are the rules about taking time off work for illness and emergencies? Are there legal rules? Do you have any legal rights? What can a landlord legally take? When can a landlord legally take your possessions? Interesting question, right? Maybe you got locked out of your apartment for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't pay. Maybe you had a dispute. Next thing you know, they've taken your stuff and sold it. Oh, they can't do that. My apartment's too hot. Do I have a legal right to air conditioning? Good question, right? Especially with climate change. Let's face it, man. My son lives in a little mouse hole in a building in Parkdale, and it's pretty hot in there in the summertime. I'm sure Satan comes by just to warm up. What are my rights when I rent or buy a water heater? That's a great one, actually. This is a great question, and I'm sure that a lot of people have this question because... you know, I had a situation when I was running my own business and we were renting it. We paid every month to rent this thing and there was a problem with it. I called them up, said there's a problem with it. They came and went, oh, you're a commercial place. I'm like, well, yeah, we're commercial residential split. I go, oh, yeah, well, we don't rent to commercial entities any longer. Oh, well, when did you stop doing that? Well, we stopped doing that about 3 years ago. Oh, Okay, so I've been paying you rent for the last 3 years with a service contract, and you're now telling me you're not going to honor the service contract.
Great
right?
question for the legal center. Right? You know, call them up.
So give them, if that's the situation you're going through, like I have, it's funny, I've experienced so many wonderful things in my life. Can I work and still get income support from ODS or from OW or ODSP? That's another question. Because again, we talked about, you know, precarious employment. Mm-hmm. And the fact, you know, I know a woman who works in this community and she gets 20 hours a week, but it's almost as though the employer has planned this. So she can't look for work elsewhere because she gets like 2 hours a day for 5 days or right. something like that. And it's always right in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't look for a job when you're at a job.
Yep.
And your employer's giving you just enough hours to keep you hanging on.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes we hear all these numbers about, you know, increased job, lower unemployment rate. But a lot of that job growth is in precarious employment. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of risk comes with that. And sometimes you know, safety issues and, yeah, limitations on, you know, being able to hold another job. And, you know, but unfortunately, some people here have to hold, you know, 4 or 5 different part-time jobs just to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when we hear about the job growth, we forget that, you know, the job growth, the positive job growth doesn't actually always equate to great scenarios for those.
Well, a lot of the job growth, too, is part-time jobs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's so much full-time jobs as part-time job, the growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, and it's all to save the employer money, right? I mean, mm-hmm. if you're paying somebody a part-time salary, then you don't have to provide them with all kinds of ancillary benefits yeah. that you might have to provide a full-time employee. A few years ago, the province changed the rules with regarding temps. So if you worked at a temp agency longer than 30 days and they let you go, then you were entitled to a severance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they started letting people go at 28 days.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't know if that's happened here specifically, but I know mm-hmm. that it has happened. I know it happened in Alberta because I talked to some of my callers from Alberta who raised it as an issue. In Ontario, they have, in Quebec. So anyway, because again, it's all about maximizing profit, right, for these companies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Unfortunately, in the long run, it's maximizing profits at the
they're taking money out of your pocket.
Exactly.
That's the thing, finding a full-time job, you know, with pension and benefits anymore, it's mm-hmm. it's kind of a rare thing.
Well, it is. It's almost a luxury. It mm-hmm. really is luxury, then. But and again, you know, you say you worked at the Motors for mm-hmm. for a long time, and of course, the days
30 years,
the days of getting a job and being there for 30 years,
oh, absolutely,
appear
yeah.
to be over.
Yeah.
So how do you help people? Is there help for people who are coming from that situation? Because I'm sure you're dealing with people who are suffering from, you know, the anguish involved in that, whether it's mental stress. Obviously, that's the kind of thing that leads to additional domestic conflict, because the number one domestic issue in most domestic violence situations, or even if there's a blow up, not a violent blow up, it's about money. It's about the concern, you know, one person's worried, the other person might not be worried enough. Do you get people coming to the help center with concerns on how they can put themselves back on track?
Absolutely. And you know what? It might be one thing that they walk in the door for because, you know, they lost their job or they got a utilities disconnection notice or an eviction notice because they've been behind on payments or something. But that's the nice thing about the help center and the legal center working together there, because you can come in for one thing, talk to some staff, and realize, wow, there's actually 4 or 5 other things that we could help you with. You know, you might have thought that your utilities being disconnected was your one issue, and you need help with that right now. We can help you with that. We can find some grant money to you know, avoid a disconnection in the middle of winter when you need heat. But we can also link you to a lawyer or a paralegal there or another help center staff to figure out, oh, you haven't filed your income tax? Oh, because that relates to a whole, you know, other list of spin-off things that could mm-hmm. be entitlements, the child benefits.
GST?
Yeah, anything like that. So you can come in the door and find out, you know, what actually is another issue about your income security that we could help you with. You came in for utilities, but we might be able to help you with 4 other things. You know, maybe you were wrongfully dismissed from a job. And you have no idea.
Landlord issues.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, talk to one of our legal staff and they can, you know, ask you some key questions about things. And you might find that we're able to help you with a whole lot more than you were expecting. So really, the message is, you know, anybody who could use this help, we're there to serve low-income residents. Give the Help Center and the Legal Center a call, even if you're not sure if you have a legal issue. Or you're not sure if, you know, the Help Center provides this exact service, although we do a lot. there's not much we don't do over there, but, you know, just call. Pick up the phone, send an email, or come into the office and, you know, and talk to somebody. We're, you know, we'd like to do the face-to-face thing, and that's why we travel all over the county to these hub offices so we can still provide, mm-hmm. you know, personal confidential service to people.
So if you're sitting at home and you're wondering to yourself, my goodness, is there something I can do about this? Or, geez, I wish there was a service. Like, maybe the first step is to give them a call. So you can call them in Cobourg. I'm going to give you the toll-free number for the Help Center. It's 1-888-698-3382. And the number for the Community Legal Center is 800-850-7882. So, again, you can also visit their office at 1005 Elgin Street West in Suite 301. And if you haven't already got your ticket for the event that is coming up this Thursday, two nights away for the big event, the big dinner at Rosewood Estates, it's Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. Help us. Your help makes our help possible. That's what the slogan is for folks. And it's true. It's very, very true. And it's a $50 ticket, which is really, let's face it, it's a donation if you want to look at it that way. It's not tax deductible, however. But you'll enjoy a great meal, a glass of wine, and some great conversation, maybe some funny antics. And the silent auction is there, and they always have some wonderful silent auction items. Any clues as to what people could be bidding on this year?
Ooh, tons of things. We have lots of, we had a ton of support from local businesses and amazing support. Thank you to all the businesses and individuals who have donated things like dog training. We've got a photography session. We've got some service from a local car dealership. Lots of goods and services, some electronics, jewelry, everything, actually.
Lots of local businesses.
Yeah, tons of local business support. Lots of gift certificates. So come on out. Remember, it's for a good cause. And and Dave's going to help us jack up those bids during the live
auction. We are. I'm going to ramp them up as much as we can. We'll talk it up. That's how you do it. You talk it up. You tell folks, hey, you don't want to walk out of here without that. And maybe you didn't get the highest bid, but you can always go back to the table. You can always go back to the table. Anyway, it is Thursday, April 14th at 6 p.m. at the Rosewood Estates, 255 Densmore Road. Tickets are available in Cobourg at All Creatures Great and Small, 34 King Street West. Big shout out to Teresa and Heather there. Holton Flowers, Blake, thanks for listening at 62 Walton Street in Port Hope. And the Help Center, of course, Help and Legal Centers, Suite 301 at the Fleming Building. Just have to say the Fleming Building. Most people know where that is. If you don't live in Cobourg or Port Hope, that is at 1005 Elgin Street West on the south side. And really, it's lots of parking there. There's lots of people there to help you. And if you need help, either with a legal situation or maybe just to find out, you know, how you can, you know, wend your way through whatever social service you might need, that's what it's all about. This is the social justice advocacy group here. And there are so many other community partners that you would work with. I mean, Greenwood Coalition, I'm sure you've done a lot of work with them.
The Salvation Army is another one. I mean, United Way in general, a lot of their partner agencies partner with a ton of people. You know, if you think you need help with even just filling out a form for Ontario Works or Disability Sports or CPP, you know, or workplace forms, you know, if you've been injured, that kind of thing, you know, even if it's just for help filling out a form, which I think a lot of us know, can be tricky. And, you know, even if it's just for that, come on in, get some help. You might talk to someone else and realize we can help you with a whole lot more. You know,
you never know what it'll turn into.
Yeah, it could be something simple. It could be, you know, something complicated. And, you know, we have lawyers that could see even through a whole hearing, you know, if it's a legal issue that we can help you navigate. But, you know, something as simple as as a form being filled out to representing you at a case.
And oftentimes when you ask for help, it's, you know, it's overwhelming. You know, you don't know. You know, there's all this angst about whether or not you can ask for help, whether there's help available. And then you walk in the door and you realize, wow, I should have done this months ago. It really is that easy, listeners. It's that easy to get help at the Help Center. It's that easy to get help at the Northumberland Legal Help Center as well. My guests in studio have been Krista Skudovich and Bruce
Walker.
Bruce Walker, thank you very much. And thanks to them for coming in again. And as I say, if you haven't got your tickets already, give them a call. Drop by either All Creatures Great and Small, Holton Flowers in Port Hope, or the Help Center, and get your tickets, because this is going to be a fun event. I know I've spoken to people who've been there before. My sister-in-law was there in the past. She could not get a ticket this year, she said. So I'm going to tell her there are still a couple of tickets available. And who knows, maybe she's already got something planned. She is a town councillor, after all, and busy, busy, busy. Anyway, you've been listening to The Drive Time. This is Canada's only holistic political chat, folks. We're gonna wrap it up right now. We're going to go with Guess Who? She's come undone right here on Truly Local Radio. Thanks for joining us, Krista.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bruce Walker.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you Thursday. Thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Folks, no, we're going to take our break first, apparently. I'm getting a heads up in my head that we're taking a break first, then we're going to go with some great music. So stick around, listeners.